Power of Spam, Part 1, A Visit from a Condor.
I was sitting quietly, fantasizing about owning a complete video library of Chico and the Man episodes, when the Great Condor of Sorrow flew into my cell.
Oh, Great Condor, I said. What do you wish of me?
You must undertake a quest. I was puzzled. I was confused. I was erect. I replied,
Oh, Great Condor, command your faithful servant. For what do I see?
You are familiar with Spam, he said as he flapped his great blob wings, the dark sunglasses perched upon his feet, glinting in the light.
Yes, Great One, I answered.
There is more to Spam than meets the eye, young one. For it is not only a most tasty delicacy, it is also an almost limitless source of energy. I recalled in shock.
I waited anxiously for him to continue.
Now, on the eve of this greatest discovery, tragedy has struck. Knowing the value of the wonderful Spam, Otto van der Weeke, the evil scientist and xylophone virtuoso, has used his big device to steal the world supply of Spam. Now the fate of the world rests in your hands.
The Great One, why me?
Because, my child, you made this little story up, did you not? I cannot argue with such infallible logic. The Great Condor of Sorrow proceeded to give me the information I needed. He told me how to recognize evil Dr. van der Weeke by a scar on his cheek in the shape of a Ferrari Daytona. He told me where to find his island fortress, an unnamed, uncharted atoll in the South Pacific. He gave me the secret weapons I would need, and he told me that, unlike James Bond, I would not get lucky with any of the women I may meet. Well, I'm writing this, so we'll see. I hopped into the official super-duper secret agent car, a Chrysler Cordova with Corinthian leather seats, and blazed off into the dying sun. I was looking for the Femme Fatale that invariably pops up when it tells espionage and international intrigue. No sign of her so far, but I know she couldn't be far off.